come up and play.
Have you become a full-blown American? Have you?
I have become a Spaniard. Since I've been here.
Right.
No, well, I haven't. No, I'm based in America now because I'm doing The Riches.
Yes.
And, but no, I still go back to Bolivia.
Right.
My home country. And England as well.
Right. I think you should probably live here all the time.
Well, I do, but there's planes, you know?
Yeah, and
there's a lot of people I know over there. I'm a European at heart. I think like an American, but my heart pumps like a European. Shakespeare said that.
But he didn't write it down. He just said it and thought, I won't write that down.
Yeah,
it's rubbish.
No, it's true. Because I grew up as European. I do like what we have in Europe, the things like trees and...
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
But I do think, you know, there's an American thing of, let's go, build it, eat it, build it, shoot it, kill it, hit it, celebrate it, shout, woo!
Yeah, yeah, no,
stuff.
I like enthusiasm.
Where are you taking me?
We don't have much time, and there's a lot you have to know.
Now listen carefully. If the revolution is to be successful...
Excuse me.
Wait, first
but,
thing.
But
there's the revolutionary leadership...
No, I was talking about the codification. The codification is the central control. It's
wait,
top secret.
Do you want to talk about operation? Yeah, I was... No, the protocol
situation...
Don't tell
us about
Jackie yet.
Let me, all right? All right, go ahead.
Right.
I just want to tell him about the expediency...
According to the regulations...
Check.
Right, everything has got to be done in this time.
To have the priority of rank.
Right.
Do you mind if I...
Go. Of course.
There is absolute security necessity.
Got it.
All of these operations.
I'll take it from here. Follow me. Right, Chief.
65. Check.
Gentlemen, I won't take any more credit for this victory than necessary. Lord Kitchener did not, nay, will not die in vain, grid willing. Gentlemen, I as leader will use power like a drum and leadership like a violin. Pick out any idea, compare ideas with the one idea left, you have no doubt, and without a doubt, we have enthusiasm. Gentlemen, to make life whole. It's as easy as a bridge. Now, gentlemen, that we have attained control, we must pull together as one, like a twin, keeping the prophecy of power as enthusiasm. All for one!
All for one!
And all for one!
And all for one!
Let me hear it for me!
You're under arrest!
And that's what you have.
Whereas in Europe, we're slightly more, let's look at it, to cherish it, look at it, watch it fall down.
Yeah.
Build it back up slowly.
Slowly, build it back
up. Have a glass of wine slowly. And then occasionally dance like crazy and have sex. Dangerous sex.
Yeah, dangerous sex.
On roofs.
Yeah. Well,
in America, you do get an interesting visual of Europe when they talk about European sex. There is European sex. And it's European ladies doing European sex. And you go, oh, well, what's that?
Yeah.
But I have seen that advertised.
European ladies?
Well, you know, when it says...
It looks like give me a basket, to be honest. Give me a basket of European ladies.
That's give me a basket, and that's...
We're completely out of time. But The Riches is a very good show.
Yes.
And you're very good on it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I do think they should give you an Emmy. Even if you're against Milo.
Eddie is on, everybody.
A lot of Europeans wear Speedos. Americans apparently think that's very funny.
What, the swimming trunks? Then?
Yes, from all tiny swimming trunks.
Swimming trunks, yeah. No, I like to swim al fresco.
That just means outside.
Yeah.
You like to swim outside.
I'm glad you caught that.
Yes. As opposed to swimming inside, which sometimes
sucks.
It's terrible.
You swim down the corridor.
Yeah.
There's no water.
Yeah, it's the no water thing that I really hate about.
Hurts your knees.
Yeah. You could try the backstroke.
Well, welcome back to Fishing for Schnuck. And we're out in the same boat as usual, me and my same old buddies. Under a beautiful full moon, out here on Lake Congaroo. It's a beautiful night.
Beautiful night. Beautiful night.
And we're fishing for snook with live spit beetles.
Oh, wait, I got a bite,
Oh, you got something there?
Ow!
Try
it me. Come on, bring it in.
Beautiful.
It's breaking the water. What the hell is that? It's like a giant iron shrimp with
wait a minute.
Big old postage stamp on it.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It's the old Thai Food Mary sign, you know, from that place that...
Slaughter Square.
Yeah.
Well, boys, we could be lucky. We must be right over the old mall.
Lucky?
Well, the schnook lack cover, so we could get lucky.
Well, tell me, what do they feed on, these schnook lack?
The mayor.
Maybe that doctor guy.
No, he's poisoned all the way through.
Yeah, it's probably the developer guy.
Oh, could be the coach.
No, hey, you remember we got one of his shoes yesterday?
Weighed a ton.
It's under 18 inches, though.
Had to throw it back.
Yep.
Them old boys must be pretty big by now.
Big.
Big.
Wait a minute.
I think I got something here.
Yes, sir.
I'm bringing
it
up.
It's like a dead squirrel.
No. I've been to New York. That's somebody's hairpiece.
Oh, throw it out. Okay.
Let it live.
What? Yeah. We'll catch you again when you're bigger, little buddy.
Bye-bye. Oh, I'm snagged. I think I'm snagged on something.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Look down there in the water. It's a double mask. It's going to pull me in, boys.
Cut the line.
That was close.
Fellas, I got me a real fish this time.
I don't think so.
Bring her up.
Bring her up now.
Now, there's a beautiful miniature lake schnook.
Beautiful
fish.
Nice eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you want
fish.
The big ones, you got to raise them at home.
Yeah.
Heck, you can make $300 to $500 a month for no darn work at all.
Is that right?
Grow schnook in your toilet
at night.
Well, no wonder flush culture is growing by leaps and bounds.
You know, you can have all the benefits of commercial schnook farming right there in the privacy of your own bathroom.
All over the world, boys, the demand for toilet-raised fish is growing.
Now ask yourself this question. Why am I wasting my expensive toilet during hours and hours of darkness while it's not being used?
That's right. You mean to tell me that you can use that useless toilet downtime to work for you?
Uh-huh. And look, boys, here's what you could use. There's a kit right here in the bottom of this here boat.
Well, darn, let's open her up. What does this say? Schnook spawn.
That's bad.
What's that there?
Is that a thermometer?
Here's a net. Well, what the heck do you need a net for? You got the schnook spawn right there.
You don't use it on schnook, boys. It keeps your hair out of the toilet.
They thought of everything. What's the matter with you?
It's got me caught on the schnook hook.
Get out of your thumb there. Just cover it up with some of this gaffer's tape.
They use that to make movies. I seen them do
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Here's a bumble sticker.
Yeah.
Says, grow local, sell local.
Sell local.
Worst to live by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boys.
Yeah, what's that?
I see a water spout over there.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, they always know where the good fishing is.
Well,
that's what they
say.
On over there.
Get to the oars.
They're pulling, boys.
What's that?
Looks like a buck or something.
Give me that schnook hook. Grab it. Grab it out.
This old buck. It's got some moss off here.
What is it?
Open it up.
Wait, wait. It's the Book of Bill.
Well, let's see what it says.
Book of Bill. Final chapter, final page.
William Cutlip Penisnose, the last mayor of Billville, found himself clinging to the top of the flagpole, surrounded by a vast body of rising water. He said, I'm finished in politics because I don't have the votes, and I can't go into wrestling because I don't have a mask. Guess I'll just swim, swim, swim. Oh, I'm just a little fishy, floating in the sea, and there ain't no hook that's smart enough to catch the likes of me. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
The backstroke would be more high status, I feel. If you could do, you know, the people who used to what's that
butterfly.
One? The butterfly.
Butterfly, yeah.
They should be shot, surely.
Because.
It made me, and I think 99% of the rest of the world, feel so small.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't even do that version. They did that version.
I know.
And then they came back up, and they were like, and there were fish going, I can't do that. In my swimming pool, fish going, sharks going,
Wouldn't even try.
I bet you if a shark was after them, they wouldn't do that one, though.
Well, that's just a showy off one. It's like a combination of swimming and juggling.
Swimming, juggling, and being a bloody fish.
Yeah.
And fish are much way further down on the food chain, so, you know, we should not be respected so much.
I don't know that fish are respected so much. They are in Europe, I know.
Iceland.
The fish is still king.
Where the fish come from?
Where the fish come from Europe, that's right.
Yeah, like Brazil and the nuts and stuff.
Brazil nuts and European fish.
Yeah, it's fish.
You do a lot of work in Europe, don't you? Amongst the poor.
I do. I go there and ask them if they could pay for me to have a house.
Right.
And they say, no, we're poor.
Right, right.
But I put a small voice on when I do it.
Independent?
Independent. In fact, I don't want to talk to anyone. Just give me your votes and then... Give me your votes and let me get on with it.
And what will your policy be?
Well, I don't want to talk about that. Just give me the votes and then let me get on with it.
More socks for people?
More socks. Let's clear up this Jack the Ripper business once and for all.
In the Senate.
In the Senate. And also less fog.
Tonight, they're going to be giving us some highlights from their wonderful surreal comedy albums, as well as some updated material in a show specially for Radio 4, which they're calling Out of the Fog. Ladies and gentlemen, the MC5 of comedy, the Fire Sign Theatre!
London. They walk again by night. Out of the fog and into the smog. Relentlessly. Ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly. Toward their naughty meeting with the unknown. At Piccadilly Circus, they turn left.
Hey, you're driving on the wrong side. Hey, you're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Back her off, Yank.
They cross Hyde Park to get their fair share of abuse and walk into a great marble arch.
Oh, my nose.
Groping for the door, they step inside and make their way through the crowded pub. They climb the 13 steps to the tiny stage. They're ready for mystery. They're ready for excitement. They're ready to affect phony British accents.
Because
we're
the Fire Sign Theatre!
Yes. Most stripy T-shirts. Well, I think it's a good idea.
All convicted felons have to wear stripy T-shirts and carry their luggage around in a bag with a dollar sign on it.
Yes. That sounds positive. I would vote for you on that one.
Good, thanks.
So when are you running for that? So that's you're running in November?
I don't know. It's still kind of up in the air at this point.
Yeah. That or do other things.
Yeah, it might be, yeah. We have to take a commercial break, though.
Right, let's do it.
Okay. I think once you get,
that's why I was wondering.
Yeah, I know, you warned me. You did. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with... What's your name again?
My name is Jeffrey Trousers.
Jeffrey Trousers. the candidate for Mayor of London.
Yes. In 1723. One, two, three. Thank you, 12 people. But tonight I'm doing a gig in English and Spanish. That's going to be fun.
That's very good. Where are you doing that?
I'm going to do that to Coronet here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. That's the hip place. You'll get surrounded by people smelling of kale.
Yes. Kale, I don't even know what it is. If they put it on the food thing and they say, do you want some kale? I don't know what it is.
Well, let me explain.
I think it sounds like a bloke who was in a show once.
No.
Kale, come on in here. Get on the plate.
Do you know the band Coldplay?
Yeah.
It's them in vegetable form.
Back from the shadows again. Out where an engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green and you can pee into the stream. Yes, we're back from the shadows again. Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whisperin' Squad.
And I'm the Lonesome Bee Tick.
And I'm Artie Choke. And we're just a joke.
And don't be afraid, little people, because we're just holy grams.
Great.
Yeah, but what about you, partner? What you doing today?
Can't be much, Lonesome. Nobody's working.
Nobody except us, and I'm getting tired of standing here with these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Listen here, Leafhead, I'm gonna
pluck
your
eyebrows. fighting's out of style.
Yeah.
And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots toots it's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
That's what I need.
And there's lots more of me where I come from.
In government-inflicted simulation.
The future can't wait. No place to hide.
Yeah, so climb on aboard.
We're going inside.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down.
Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the stream. And that's important. We're back from the shadows again.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
Why not? Yeah, I like Coldplay. Yeah, and I enjoy vegetables.
But would you eat them? That goes.
If we were trapped on an island and, you know, and we had running water but no food, I would eat Coldplay.
Okay.
Wouldn't you? To survive.
If they were offering.
Yeah.
You know,
even if they weren't, survival of the fittest, Eddie.
Well, then you'd have to punch a few people, wouldn't you? Or just take your... You could do your own leg. You could work your way up on yourself to show goodwill as a gesture.
I'd go after the Coldplay drummer because he's the tubbiest.
We've looked into the problem of food production, for instance, since
sure
we know...
Have, Bill.
And we've come up with here a report which Dr. Stanley Gorn and Walter Block worked on me with this. We have concluded now that the amount of edible protein in a 50-kilogram man... would serve about 60 people, skimpily.
Do you have to kill a man to do that, did you say?
Sorry. I beg your pardon?
For me to understand because
we did not get into that in this study. This is based on past procurements. We're not involved with the problem of actual death at this point. We've also found that regular people eating may be without much nutritional significance, but irregular people eating, which may be the more common case, like you got one in your freezer or something, could have nutritional importance. So we happen to feel that might be a possibility, especially if you're going on a trip.
Well, Dr. Gilson, last week, when he supported the idea of freezing cadavers...
Yeah, Squeaky Gilson.
You know, when people die, he says it's socially useful, as the Chinese and the Russians have shown us,
yes,
by dropping the whole system, the cadavers should be frozen, quick frozen, and then served up as meat and hamburger.
Also, I might say, President, that our work in this field in Vietnam has been very good. We've quick frozen most of the boys over there who had to come back, and we've put them in polyethylene bags, as you know, and shipped them out on freezer planes.
That's right.
And this has, of course,
given... None of those planes have landed yet, by the way, Bill. We've been waiting for them.
Oh, we're a little worried about that. Well, I think they iced up.
You think so?
Yeah.
Iced up over Thailand, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you know, there's that whole religion been starting the last couple of years over those new constellations that have been appearing over the natives in Thailand. Those
yes.
Those silver ships. Things are getting cold now. The weather is changing, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Australia's totally under ice, you know.
Oh, is that so? I've
no,
been on
that's
the.
A lie.
Oh, good. I've been in the Eastern Campaign. I've been stationed in Washington for the last 12 years, so I'm not really sure.
Where's your station?
Right.
He's not fat. He's not fat in any way. He's just got a little more. You know, he's got. He's got a little more heft on him.
I haven't measured that, but.
Well, I'm just painting the scenario for you.
Yeah, it's. I'm not. There's certain things in life that one. You know, I try and do my things, but I never actually sat and worked out which parts of other people I would eat or myself as I head towards it. I think. You know what I'm going to do on that one? I'm going to deal with that when it comes up.
As it happens.
Yeah.
As it happens. It's an if-come basis.
I'm not going to.
Right. Don't sweat it.
But
we're out of time.
Out of time.
Yes.
But I was going to do Scottish and everything. And is it not a bad Scottish accent that I've landed here?
Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I did that with Sean Connery. Because I do a vague Sean. Everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
We can talk like Sean Connery
it's
all night.
One that you have to do. Sean there. And and Sean Connery's there. It's an opening of a play that he was producer on. And Julia Ormond can also do.
She was in First Night.
She can do a Sean Connery impression. So he said, well, do the impression. So we're standing there talking like Sean Connery to him. And then after about, 30 seconds, a minute, he says, so... Are you going to start doing this or what? So that
is. It is our everybody.
And now it's time for a fireside chat with Eddie Izzard.
I think that's a bit unfair because you're not just chatting on your own. It's not like a fireside chat with Eddie Izzard and then You're just here on your own chatting. I'm here too.
No, that's completely correct. I should... It's Craig Ferguson and Eddie Izzard.
Whoa, whoa! I feel like the Pakistani accent is overkill here.
No. I feel it's not a Pakistani accent
it's
here.
It's pretty good.
I feel it's Dundee, because I did this film, Castles in the Sky. Sir Robert Watson Watt, a Scottish man, invented radar, and I just did it. It was one of the... It just came out yesterday.
As
one of the top 10 dramas in Britain. So I was just very...
It came out yesterday, and it's one of the top 10 dramas in Britain already?
No, The Guardian said
it. Ahead of Downton Abbey and... Flight of the Squadron?
I'm just really pleased about it, because it's, you know...
It's good.
It's a Scottish hero, and he built this thing, and with a lot of other guys, and it's available in Britain, not available in America.
Well, it's a good idea to promote it now in case anyone's visiting from Britain.
I thought...
Prince William, for example.
Yes, he could go back and watch it.
He could go back home and say, I say, did you know that Eddie Izzard's playing that Scottish gentleman in that film? And then he...
So that was just pleasant to do. And I thought I'd come on and plug things that just really are not pluggable. Like my show in French is available in France now. It is. If you fly to France right away, it's completely available.
Formidable.
Oh, Mr. Hemlock Stones, I presume.
Oh, aren't you the presumptuous one?
Oh, am I?
Come in, but I would advise you to leave your man outside.
But without Monsieur Benway, I should be lost.
Il est necessary que je remaine ici. Here.
Ah, Canadian.
I know. Well, I am totally impressed. But anyway, I quite like your fire.
Thank you. It throws off an enormous amount of heat. I hope you're not sweating.
No. I
like
it.
your boots.
Yes, I know. They make me taller. I have found that one of the advantages of being transvestite is you can wear extraordinarily high heels and be a lot taller than you were before.
I think it's a bit unfair. I think that people who are not transvestite should be allowed to wear heels like that.
No, they cannot. It's illegal. And
I'd like to wear those.
No, you can't.
What's the requirement to being a transvestite? Because I'm not bothered about it.
You need to have the genetics that you are given when you're a kid. You need to go through the hell of coming out, and you can't just say, I'll throw them on a Tuesday. That's illegal.
Oh, come on! No. That seems a little harsh.
No.
Look, I'm an alcoholic. Doesn't that count for something?
Listen, this bar doesn't serve anything but 69-cent bar scotch. That's all you get here.
It's good?
It's terrible.
I tell you something. I took 43 drinks waiting to get on a plane from Burbank to Oxnard yesterday.
Yeah, I've waited down. That's an interplanetary airport, central. Yes,
right, Contrapole. Yeah, well, it's as close as possible to where I live, if you want to call that a living.
I understand. 65 drinks you took.
48, actually.
That was a good year for bar scotch.
I was absolutely destroyed. I got up to 20,000 feet, and I began to see people with weapons in the plane. Well, they were there, of course.
Oh, well.
But you can't see them until you get that.
All right, is everybody here now? I think we can begin. The president has asked us...
President?
...to write...
God bless the president.
All right, Fred, I know we
God
all feel...
God bless the president.
All right. Please, gentlemen. Gentlemen, please. Is this microphone on here, please? The president has asked us to communicate with those countries who are presently growing marijuana and poppies. I know, Jimmy, that you're going to say that the artificial poppies that you give out as part of the veterans program will be affected by this. It is not true. You cannot smoke those.
No, we never.
They are inflammable, as a matter of fact. We never.
Can you turn his microphone on?
Thank you very much.
Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Right. As we never have we never smoke any of those poppies at all. They're for medicinal purposes and are to be swallowed whole, anyway, except for the little seeds. I think we should all get behind this effort and push him over the top and get these countries, these nasty countries, to stop growing this stuff so that we can get a market on it here at home. I think that's Lucky Strike Green is going to hit the streets, right? Keep the problem in the pockets of the businessmen. That's what I say. You better believe it, friend. And let's back the president all the way up there.
I backed him yesterday into the swimming pool, and I nearly lost all of my senatorial privileges. For example, I can't go to the electric wee-wee room anymore.
Yes.
Oh, that's since the French have come, right?
Yes.
Ever since they started speaking German on the first floor, I can't get anything worthwhile to eat except a little beer brat.
Have any of you tried to run the maze on the fifth floor?
No, I can't.
They wouldn't give me a key to the fifth floor.
That's where they keep the secretary.
I live in an office that used to be Ralph Nader's.
Oh, no, really? That is a Nader. That's a pun. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, gentlemen, I think that's enough for today. Let's all retire into the retirement room and have a little drinky drink.
You can throw on a bottle of whiskey anytime you want, but you can't. We're not like, no, you're not. So.
Well, I don't know. Well, what about then gentlemen's shoes for gentlemen that have heels on them like that, that are in no way gender related? I think that.
I tell you what you can do.
Okay.
Is you can don't have the heel like that. Have it completely flat, but then build up underneath, invisible to anyone, so that you're actually this tall.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you do.
So we could, because I need a job now. What we can do is, I'll invent this thing where it looks like your trousers are here.
Yes.
But that's really the start of your shoe.
Exactly. So, and it'll be like going around on stilts. It should really work, rather.
Have you ever worked on stilts?
No, I haven't. I've done just about everything else. But, no, as I should say, as transvestite, we don't need stilts. We could just put the bloody shoes on, you see?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are some transvestites right now sitting at home going, but wait, Eddie, I make my living on stilts, and I'm a transvestite. How dare you misrepresent me?
No, I think in the world there are probably three of those. It's probably, the figures are really low, I think.
Well, the thing with kilt work, if you're a transvestite, is very similar to being Scottish, that, you know, people can look up what you're wearing and see what you've got underneath.
But, of course, the Scottish kilt is not a skirt. It looks very, very, very much like a skirt, but it is not a skirt.
Well, what can I do that with these boots, then? I could say, well, these are boots, they look like transvestite boots. They're very, very like transvestite boots, but I'm Scottish, so they're not.
No, you will go to prison for that.
Oh, come on!
No, but I think the kilt is actually... Actually, you know, there are girl kilts and boy kilts. That's the weird thing.
I know, girl kilts are short.
Sometimes it's...
In my mind.
That's how it works.